Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Charles Edward, Duke of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to the latest episode of Wikipedia. Today, we're diving into the life and legacy of a fascinating figure from history, Charles Edward, Duke of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. As we explore his story, we'll discuss the intersection of royal heritage, politics, and societal change in the early 20th century. So, whether you're a history buff or just curious about the intertwining fates of royals and politics, this episode is for you. Charles Edward was born on July 19, 1884, in the idyllic setting of Rosenau Palace in Germany. He was a member of the House of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, a family with deep ties to European royalty. In fact, this house has connections to many significant royal families, including the British monarchy. Can you imagine being born into such a lineage with a legacy that spans continents and centuries? What would it have been like to know from birth that you were part of something larger than life? Charles Edward's early life was typical of royalty at the time. He received a privileged education and was groomed for a future filled with responsibilities. However, as we'll see, his path took some unexpected turns. In 1900, he became the Duke of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, following the death of his grandfather. This title came with its share of political implications, especially as Europe edged toward war. Let's pause for a moment to consider, what does it mean to inherit power? In Charles Edward's case, he found himself navigating an increasingly tumultuous political climate as World War I loomed on the horizon. His family had strong ties to the British monarchy, but they were also connected to Germany, which created a complex web of allegiance. How would you manage such competing loyalties in your own life, especially during a time of conflict? These questions underscore the extraordinary circumstances in which Charles Edward lived. As the war broke out, Charles Edward made a series of choices that would seal his reputation. He publicly supported the German Empire, joining the German military and serving as a lieutenant. This decision was controversial, particularly as many of his relatives, who were British royals, remained neutral or supportive of the British side. Imagine being the link between two warring factions. The pressure must have been immense. What would you do in his shoes? Would you align with your heritage or with your conscience? After the war ended in 1918, further turmoil arose, leading to the abdication of the German Emperor Wilhelm II and the eventual establishment of the Weimar Republic. For many German nobles, including Charles Edward, this marked the beginning of a new era filled with uncertainty. His title was stripped, and his income was severely diminished. The loss of status and wealth would cause many to reevaluate their roles in a rapidly changing society. How do you think Charles Edward coped with these significant changes? Despite the challenges he faced in post-war Germany, he remained active in public life. In 1924, he controversially joined the newly formed far-right German National People's Party, which aligned itself with nationalist sentiments. His affiliation raised eyebrows and invited criticism, especially amid a Europe that was struggling to rebuild itself after catastrophic conflict. As a listener, how do you view the responsibilities of public figures in shaping political opinions during tumultuous times? During the 1930s, Charles Edward's political allegiances became even more divisive. He was an advocate for National Socialism and even visited Adolf Hitler, who viewed royal support as crucial to legitimizing his regime. This connection proved disastrous for Charles Edward's legacy. It's a striking reminder of how personal choices can intertwine with broader historical narratives. When assessing historical figures, how much should we consider the context of their actions versus the actions themselves? Throughout World War II, Charles Edward's reputation deteriorated further. After the war, he faced public hatred and disdain for his prior affiliations. As post-war Germany grappled with the consequences of its past, Charles Edward's personal story became more poignant. He passed away on March 6, 1954, in Bamberg, Germany, but the complexities surrounding his choices continue to evoke discussion. What do you think could have altered his path? Would a reconsideration of alliances and beliefs have changed his fate? Today, Charles Edward's life serves as a reminder of the delicate balance between personal conviction and political ideologies. His legacy is a tale of challenges, conflicts, and choices. It compels us to reflect on historical figures not only as symbols of power, but as individuals grappling with moral dilemmas. As we navigate the modern landscape of politics and society, it's vital to remember the lessons from history. Which historical narratives resonate with you, and how do they inspire your own views today? Thank you for joining me on this journey through the life of Charles Edward, Duke of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. If you find this story as captivating as I do, I encourage you to explore more about him and the implications of his life in our interconnected world. Remember, engaging with history helps us understand the complexities of our present. Join me next time on Wikipedia, where we'll uncover another fascinating story from the vast archives of history. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and always stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Charles Edward, Duke of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha. Thanks for listening. See you next time.